Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yesterday, of course, was Father's Day. It was just Father's Day. Who got the worst gift? Derek, let me hear what you got.
I got the worst gift because it was absolutely rude. I got a six-month gym membership to Gold's Gym. And I didn't even ask for that.
Wow.
I didn't ask for it.
Was it from work?
No, it was from my girl. It was from my fiance.
Not even your ex?
No.
Oh, okay, because I could see her doing it just to be
rude.
She
didn't give me anything, which I thought was rude, too.
Dang.
Yeah. I got a six. And I was just like, it's a lot of money, which who's buying it? I bought it for myself.
You didn't want.
Yeah, that I didn't want and that I won't use.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She's preparing you for the wedding you don't want
yeah.
and
Dude,
the marriage you don't want.
I was like, we had a big argument about this yesterday. I go, you don't give somebody a gym membership. Especially if they didn't ask for it.
Yeah, but she wants you to be your best in the tux for the wedding that you don't want to do.
I thought that was such a low blow by her. And it's just because she's been going to the gym now for like a few months, right? And she's feeling herself because she's starting to get back into some shape or whatever. And she's just like, you know, I don't know. She's
getting
feeling
cocky.
Yeah. She's feeling a little cocky, you know, because she says that I fattened her up. And so now, you know, she's like getting into shape or whatever. And now she's like, hey, you should join me. And I was just like, for one, I can't believe because a membership to Gold's Gym is not the cheapest thing in the world, right?
Right. You had to
buy it. 6 months. And I had to buy it. And I didn't ask for it. That to me was just like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me?
That's like for Mother's Day, putting your girl on her diet.
Right. Right.
Where's my Mother's Day gift? What is this? Yeah. Oh, it's Curves.
Right.
Yeah, no, I got you a membership. This is Jenny Craig. I thought you'd like that for Mother's Day.
Yeah. I just thought that was the rudest thing. So.
You should have told her, been like, you should have just got a mommy makeover.
Right. I don't know.
I could have got you a mommy makeover.
Okay. Well,
and then you
don't
even have to
either.
Go to the gym.
Okay. Listen.
Dr. Jennerby, plasticsurgery.com. He could have got you a mommy makeover.
I understand I'm a little heavy, okay? I understand that I may or may not have single-handedly took out a diet pill company that I was endorsing, okay? I understand this, right? Could I lose a few pounds? Without a doubt. But you do not give somebody a gym membership that did not ask for it.
Oh, hang on.
That's a rude gift.
Slenderman says you need to go to the gym.
I know I need to, sir. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, actually, it's called Slender Sam, but same thing, I guess. Derek, you're fat, dude. Just go to the gym. Just stop denying it.
Nobody's denying it, okay? Let's understand what the point here is. And the point is I did not ask for this. Of course I know I'm fat, but that's how I am. That's how I've always been.
He wants to be fat.
I've always been chubby. I've always been chubby.
I tell him every day he's not fat, but he says he's
chubby, and I'm fine with it. I've always been like that.
All right.
I just thought it was a ballsy move by her.
What's up, Raphael?
God dang.
Hello?
What's up, buddy? Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. To top Roy, I also didn't get anything for Father's Day, but my girlfriend, she decided to argue with me, and then she kicked me out of my house.
Wow.
On Father's Day.
For another apartment or something.
Oh, dang. Do you have a kid with her?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a kid with her?
No, but she is pregnant.
He's like, then you just got kicked out, dude. She's pregnant.
You just told us about a breakup?
No, yeah. She's pregnant.
Oh, she's pregnant. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
so you're going to be a father.
Oh, that's...
Hey, don't worry about it, man. That stuff happens all the time. You'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Man, I'm sorry.
She's pregnant. What is she going to do? Go be with somebody else? Give me a break.
Yeah, a lot of girls do that.
Yeah, right. You're a sicko. You're a weirdo if you get with a pregnant girl in a relationship.
I've been saying that for a long time.
I don't mind having sex with them. I'm talking about a relationship.
That's sick, too.
No, that's fine.
What's up, Barry?
Billy.
Yo.
What up, Dirk?
What's up, buddy? Go ahead.
What'd you get?
So rewind to Mother's Day, I went and bought my girl all this nice stuff. I mean, rings. I bought her.
You got her some goodies.
You balled out.
What'd you get?
Got her some good stuff.
Yeah.
So I was laying down the foundation thinking, all right, Father's Day is coming up.
I'm going to get paid off.
Yeah, you're going to get something cool.
Yeah.
So I was on my way to go get some shoes. I was thinking, she's going to buy me some nice J's that I was.
Right, or maybe a dinner, massage.
So you had left her some hints on things that you wanted.
Bed, maybe some sex. Maybe a nude.
Highway. We're on the highway, and I noticed her exiting. We were on the way to San Antonio, and I'm like, what is she getting off the highway?
Yeah, what is she? Hurry it up.
And we went to grocery shop, and I got a box of organic apples for Father's Day.
Dude. Damn.
Hilarious.
Damn, maybe mine wasn't so bad.
Hilarious. Organic apples.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.